All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite, and we have finally made it. Today is the last round of the Round Robin Tournament. Tonight, we have a few wrestlers who might end up with as many as five up at the top of the scoreboard. Right now, Iron Mike Sharp has the most wins in the tournament with six. If Kendall Windham beats Psychosis tonight, he wins the tournament outright. Psychosis can win the tournament outright if he wins both of his matches tonight. However, Jushin Liger, Dustin Rhodes, and Goldust can all tie Sharp with a win tonight. This year's tournament has definitely been great. Why would the last round be any different? But before we get into that round, we have a couple other matches. Plus, also, the notice that Disco Inferno has signed a contract extension to continue to be part of the Dirty Dozen as he continues to try to regain that Interstate 74 title that he lost last week. But first up, we have Pat Tanaka facing Steve Southern. With Diamond being in the tournament, Tanaka hasn't had too many matches. He starts the episode off with a match against Southern, and they have a decent match. Some of the fans decide to make an extended concession stand run during the match. Tanaka finally finishes Southern off with a German suplex in a time of 11 minutes, 37 seconds. Next match has Brett Wayne Sawyer facing off against JC Ice. Two members of the Dirty Dozen, but both Sawyer and JC Ice are seeking to have a better placement in the singles rankings. PG-13 are still your American Tag Team Champions, but JC Ice wants to see some single success in the PWA. Sawyer has been a sore subject among the booking committee for this season. Eddie and Akbar have not been excited with Sawyer being in the Illinois title division. They want him sent back to the Interstate 74 division. However, we are only 4 weeks away from the greatest revision in PWA history. Who knows what will happen? Well, Sawyer and JC Ice have a good match. Both show great potential for a run in the singles ranks. But Sawyer has control for the bulk of the match. JC Ice tries to gain an advantage, but Sawyer ducks a clothesline and counters it with a sleeper hold. JC Ice struggles to find the ropes, but he slumps to the mat. Nick Patrick calls for the bell, awarding the match to Sawyer by submission in a time of 10 minutes, 32 seconds. So as we get ready for the tournament matches for this week, Ahmed Johnson comes out to the interview desk. Once again, he demands that either Lance Storm or Disco Inferno defend their titles against him. He would even accept the chance to take away both titles from them in a handicap match. Neither Lance nor Disco answer the challenge. However, Percy Pringle and the Hacksaws come out and answer him. Duggan says that if Ahmed can beat him in a non-title match tonight, he will defend the American Heavyweight title against him next week. Ahmed quickly accepts the match. He looks like he wants to take a cheap shot at Duggan, but Reed steps between him and Duggan. Reed tells him he better leave all that for the ring. Duggan and Pringle make their way to the ring first. Reed watches from the entrance ramp so that Ahmed doesn't sneak up on them. Akbar comes out to the interview desk to accompany Ahmed to the ring. Ahmed and Duggan have a great match. Both try to prove themselves to be the stronger wrestler. However, a miscue changes the whole match. Ahmed has Duggan set up for the Pearl River Plunge, but his back twinges. Duggan counters it with a Samoan drop to get the pin. Akbar complains about Randy Anderson allowing the match to continue, but Ahmed would not submit. Duggan gets the pinfall in a time of 6 minutes, 33 seconds, so Ahmed does not get an American Heavyweight title shot next week. All right, now the final six matches of the Round Robin Tournament. And there are some doozies. The first one, starting off, Dangerous Doug Gilbert facing off against Eric Embry. And Doug and Eric have a good and even match. The fans are excited, especially when Eric takes the advantage after Doug misses a flying headbutt. Eric gets the pin with a pile driver in a time of 9 minutes, 9 seconds. Next match has Too Cold Scorpio and Paul Diamond. And they have a quick match. Scorpio has the distinct advantage with his aerial attacks until Akbar knocks him off the turnbuckle. Randy Anderson doesn't see it, but he questions Akbar. As Anderson is distracted, Tanaka rushes into the ring. Bad Company spikes Scorpio into the mat with a pile driver. Diamond quickly gets the pin in a time of 4 minutes, 4 seconds. Scorpio can't seem to catch a break in this tournament. Next match is the first of Psychosis's 2 matches for the night. This time against Kendall Windham. And Kendall and Psychosis have a great match. The fans are on their feet for the entire event. The fans understand that if Kendall wins, he wins the tournament outright. Yet Psychosis has a shot at winning everything. The match almost goes the entire time limit. Kendall has the match won. He has Psychosis in the corner ready for a bulldog, but Akbar trips him. Psychosis catapults Kendall into the turnbuckle and gets the pin with a handful of tights in a time of 14 minutes, 48 seconds. Psychosis is one step closer to winning the tournament outright. Will it happen? We'll have to find out in a couple of minutes. Because the next match has Dustin Rhodes facing off against Wildcard. And Dustin takes early control of the match. Dustin has a shot at gaining at least a share in the tournament lead, but Wildcard needs to win both of his matches tonight. Dustin dispatches Wildcard with a belly-to-belly suplex in a time of 10 minutes, 1 second. Wildcard has now been knocked out of contention for winning it all. Now we get to Psychosis' second match, as we trade off between Psychosis and Wildcard's 2 matches for the night. The fans have been looking forward to this match since the tournament was announced. The similarities between the Japanese and the Lucha Libre styles give this match a lot of hype. The addition of Missy Hyatt and Skandar Akbar in the corners make the match a bit more interesting, as we have Jushin Liger facing off against Psychosis. In a change of pace, Missy stalks Akbar around the ring. This distracts Psychosis to allow Liger to get the pin after a brainbuster from the top turnbuckle in a time of 4 minutes, 7 seconds. Jushin Liger knocks out Psychosis' chance of winning it all. Now the final match, the very last match, is extremely important. If Goldust wins, he will join Iron Mike Sharp, Psychosis, Jushin Thunder Liger, and Dustin Rhodes at the top of the leaderboard. Can he make it a 5-way tie for the World Heavyweight title shot? The question is not being asked for long. Goldust runs straight through Wildcard on his way to the ring. From that point, Goldust is in complete control, getting the win with the Bulldog in a time of 3 minutes, 48 seconds. Your winner is Goldust. So where does that end the tournament? Well, we have Wildcard, having lost to both incarnations of Dustin Rhodes, at the bottom with a 4-6-1 record. Right above him is Too Cold Scorpio and Iceman King Parsons with 4-5-2. With records of 5-6, you have Paul Diamond and Eric Embry. Doug Gilbert is right above them, the only one finishing even at 5-5-1. Kendall Windham, right above him, right below the leaders at 5-4-2. And then with 6-5 records, you have Iron Mike Sharp, Psychosis, Jushin Liger, Dustin Rhodes, and Goldust. The tournament ends with a 5-way tie. What is going to happen? What kind of tiebreakers are there? I will have to look into it over the next week. However, we have to figure out who will be the World Heavyweight Champion at Remember the Legacy first. Because up next, the World Heavyweight title is on the line as Eddie Gilbert defends the title against the man he won the title from at St. Valentine's Day Massacre, Tully Blanchard. This should be a great match. And it doesn't disappoint. Eddie and Tully have a near repeat of their match at St. Valentine's Day Massacre. In this match, however, Akbar and Missy eliminate each other as David Manning ejects both of them from ringside in the first 5 minutes of the match. Eddie and Tully have a great match, a very even match, as you would hope for a World Heavyweight title match. With no outside distractions, the fans get to focus on the men in the ring. For more than 45 minutes, Eddie and Tully put on a great show of athleticism and ring knowledge. Tully has a late advantage, whipping Eddie into the turnbuckle. David Manning goes to check on Eddie. Tully shoves him out of the way. Eddie throws a fireball into Tully's face. David Manning gives a disputedly quick count for Eddie to retain the title in a time of 48 minutes, 17 seconds. Your winner and still World Heavyweight Champion is Eddie Gilbert. So what's going to happen? I mean, Eddie is still the champion, but is Akbar going to stand for Tully getting screwed out of the title? Who's going to challenge Eddie for the World Heavyweight title at Remember the Legacy? All these questions are going to have to wait until next week as we find out what is going on in the PWA. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite. Thanking you for being here and supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We will see you next week.